And we're still functioning by executive orders being this change. And so this morning, we're going to talk about cross-pollinators. And according to the executive order and doing things God's will and God's way, I love the way God just keeps it simple, the way Jesus keeps it so simple. If you are going to follow my order, and if you're going to be my pollinators, I only have two things for you to do. Love me and keep my commandments. Amen. Repeat after me so that we can be reminded. Love the Lord God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And we will be able to be the pollinators. Isn't it? Doesn't it just seem so easy? All we got to do is love. All I got to do is love you, Deneen. All I got to do is love you, Miss Essie, Miss Martha, Miss Loretta, Mr. J, Miss Veda, brothers. Oh, Brandon, I guess I got to love you too. Love everybody. Love you too, sweet brother. Up in the top, I didn't see nothing but one little plaque sticking out, and that's what reminded me, you're up there. But y'all, our mission, if we are going to take over this city for Christ, and if we're going to be about filling pews, and we're going to fill hearts with God's love, we really do have to be that change, don't we? We have to spread the gospel, evangelize, serve our communities to win souls. And what I like about it is the community is not right just around here, Perry Hill, Bruce Hill, here in the community where House of Judah is, but it really is wherever we commune with others. It may be on the job. It may be through TikTok. It may be through Instagram. It may be through Facebook, but the thing that we have to be reminded of is that we are showing God's love, amen, and the ultimate act of love, and ensure God's will is done in us, through us, so that we are able to be that change, amen. Somebody say, be the change, be the change. The scripture this morning is coming from Matthew 28. It's one of those rare scriptures that always has caused me to pause and wonder. And I'm starting at verse 11 in Matthew 28. Y'all listen to this. And this is a story of the guards after they have realized that Jesus really did come back and he was raised from the dead. And this is what Matthew writes. Some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them, his disciples came at night. He was not risen. He was not resurrected from the dead. His disciples came at night, stole him away while we slept. And if this doesn't get Pilate's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So like any wise person getting that extra bag, the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And y'all, this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. There are folks who truly do not believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. But praise be to God, we are not them, are we? How many of you know it is the risen Savior that makes all the difference in our life. Amen. Amen. So what does that have to do with pollination? What is pollination? Well, I had to go look and be sure I understood before I come and tell y'all that pollination is the transfer of pollen to a stigma. It's a part of the flower, the ovule, or plant to allow fertilization. See, without the bees, without the winds, without animals, without us, flowers are not pollinated. So flowers depend on bees, i.e., the gospel depends on us so that it may be able to come forth, so that it may be fertilized. So pollination refers to the process of transferring pollen from one plant to another, enabling fertilization, the production, and the production of seeds. God depends on us, y'all, believe it or not, to be the bees, to go from one flower to another and another and another, pollinating so that that word can be fertilized, to bring forth seed, and there will be more fruit for the kingdom. Amen. So what does it mean for us? If we are to be bees for Christ, then pollen is our message of the gospel. Our message must produce seed that will be, must be, has to be fertilized for Christ's kingdom. In other words, what are we saying about God? What message? Whether we are speaking, whether we're just driving along, whether we are out and about in the marketplace, how are we pollinating? And if we are cross-pollinators of the gospel, do the stories we tell promote, i.e., fertilize the gospel of the source, the gospel of the cross, or are we inadvertently passing on another message? That's why when I think about when we are going to, if we're going to function under executive orders, doing things God's will and God's way, we really do have to be aware of that message we're spreading. Sometimes it seems daunting to stay on fire for the Lord. Sometimes the vicissitudes of life, what we hear in the news, what we see in social media, what we experience in our homes and families on the job, boy, can't it affect our message sometimes? And that's why we have to be aware. But the message the Holy Spirit wants us to bring forth and to be sure that we give over and over and over again is from 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In other words, y'all, if anyone is in Christ, that is, if they are grafted in, they are joined to him by faith in him as our Savior, that person is a new creation, reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condemnation, or the spiritual condition, has passed away. Behold, new things have come. That means a spiritual awakening is what brings forth new life. Now, y'all was probably saying, well, what does that have to do with the message that the soldiers were carrying and us today? Well, it has to do with this. Getting a little head, but I'm going to back up and then I'm going to come forward. When we do things God's will, God's way, We cannot explain how God changes us, how God changes the individual, how he changes us into his way any more than we can explain pollination. We don't understand how flowers are fertilized. We don't understand how seeds come forth. We don't even understand how fruits come forth, how the weather changes and does what it does. And that's the message we have to give to folk if we are going to be the change. When we're looking at people who are sometimes consumed by their past, when sometimes we interact with people who may be still in a place of addiction and they have given their life to Christ and they still are in the mix, if you will. That's why this scripture, 2 Corinthians, is so important for us being the change. We have to help understand. We don't know how God does what God does. But it's one thing about it. It's his grace that makes all things possible. Amen. Oh, there's a reason why we want to say this. Now, if I messed up, okay. I'm going to go through the right story here. When we tell the right story, we have to give the right message, focusing on that change, that beauty that God brings in us. Like we said before, way back, everything comes up out of the dirt, right? No matter how much we clean, we still have to clean again. I think that's the message that we have to give to be the change. Yes, you've given your life to Christ, and guess what? Things are still going to seem odd, but it does not change God's truth. See, we can't look. That's why we're spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. We have to help those new babies. We're going from flower to flower. We have to help people understand. We don't know how the change is going to come. I can't tell you how my change came. All I know is it has come. So when we tell the right story, we got to remember what Proverbs 16 says. Kind words are as honey and sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Kind words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. I know that I've focused on the negative. Sometimes we can't see past the dirt. Sometimes we can't see past the stinger of the bee. Are y'all bee fighters? I fight a bee. I'm supposed to take control over it. I just mean, sometimes on this journey of being the change, we have to be reminded of the story that we tell. One of the stories is, fear not. You are more value than the sparrow. We have to remind one another. We have to remind people who we are ministering to. It doesn't matter what you have done. You're still important to God. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." Sometimes the people that we are interacting with are at a low point and trying to come up, but we have to remind them, God knows what he thinks about you. God does know. I don't know. Your mother don't know. Father doesn't either, but God knows. Somebody say, God knows. God knows the plans he has. And in Romans 5:8, he says, God commanded his love towards us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. So matter what, God, what, Jesus died for the just and the unjust to reconcile us back to the Father. So no matter what we have done, what we are doing, what we may do, it does not change God's love towards us. That's hard to hear sometimes, isn't it? But I'm here to proclaim it. God loves us, and we can't explain why he just does. Amen. For while the bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and the life to come. Flower looks just like a flower, but it becomes a fruit. It's amazing how God does things. But more important than that, or just as important as that is, we have to remember and tell others, you are precious to God, according to Exodus 33:17. You are worth it. Say it back to me. I am worth it. God says, I am worth it. We have self-worth as seen through the eyes of our loving God. It can't be exchanged, and it can't be changed. And if we are going to be those bees, in fact, even the hairs on our head are numbered. That's how precious we are to God. So when we tell the right story and we want to encourage one another in the Lord, repeat after me. Now, this is straight from the Holy Spirit. Repeat after me. I am not sinless, but I sin less. Thanks be to God. Say it one more time. I'm not sinless, but I sin less. Thanks be to God. Do we have any sin lessers in here? I thank God I'm a sin lesser. And it would be a good thing for us to share, because like we said, sometimes it's difficult to get past the pain, to get past the trauma, to get past those triggers. But we have to be the change to let people know God loves you. There is a message. We may not look like it, we may not feel like it, and sometimes we don't even sound like it, but we really are new creations in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to ask y'all to look at this, because Matthew is the only disciple that tells this story that's still being told today. When the women came forward, and Jesus had gotten up and he told them, women, go tell them I will meet them in Galilee. I wish I could get the words down the way the guards responded when they saw the angels. And they became as dead men. Their robes were white. Jesus was gone. And the guards, they saw it. The guards saw the angels. The guards knew. Those guards knew that Jesus was risen from the dead. They knew. And when they came to tell the chief priest what happened, the priests were like, no. Nope. He might have raised Lazarus. He might have raised that little girl, but he ain't raised himself. Those guards was like, look, we were like this. And by the grace of God that we didn't know, we don't know what to call them because we Romans, but we know what we saw. Okay, I just fell on the floor. But that's the way those guards did. All of that armor just fell out. Somebody just need to fall out. Amen. Fall out and know that the Lord is going to bring you back up. And this is what's going to have to happen. When they talk to the elders, oh, isn't it somebody got a little change here and there? Going to tell you, now, if you say this, I give you this. Bless those guards' heart. They knew this. They knew the truth. But they went and guess what? They told a flat out lie. Read it. Y'all, it's going to one day be a Katie Webb version of the Bible. Go read it. flat out told a lie about what they knew was true about the Lord Jesus Christ. And to this day, there are those Jews and some people that just do not believe that Jesus got up. But I hear him saying, I got up. Somebody say, I got up. We got up. We get up because Jesus got up first. So if we're going to be the change, we got to let those folk know it don't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what lie you have been told. It doesn't matter what you believe. Allow the Holy Spirit to quicken your heart and know, know beyond the shadow of a doubt, if any person is in Christ, they are a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Standing in the raggediness of the raggediness that we have been, may be. We don't know how God does what God does. Amen. But he does it. So we have to remember, as we be the change, as we are cross-pollinators, as we spread the gospel, as we sow seeds, as we win souls on behalf of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we have to help others know we are spiritual beings. It's happening in the spirit. We can't always explain what's going on in the physical because we definitely can't understand what's going on in the spirit. Somebody say it's a spiritual job. And if we are going to be living in God's will and God's way, we have to encourage, if we're going to be the change, we have to encourage others in the Lord. The change is real. Somebody say the change is real. Stand on your feet, House of Judah. The change is real. And we have to tell the story. Somebody says, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Well, here's an update, y'all. We are so thankful that when God changes us, we still can look like something that doesn't look like something that's supposed to be from God, and we will still be exactly what God said we are. I hope y'all understood that. Because sometimes, y'all, we can't see the change. We can't. But just because we can't see it with our physical eyes, it does not mean that change has not taken place and God is on the move. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of change. Help us, Lord. A hand clap of praise for our change. Somebody say, thank God for the change. Thank God for the change. Father, we thank you for the change because you are our good, good Father. Lord, through us, you reach our youth. You reach our communities. You reach through the church, in the church, and you increase in every way that is necessary. We thank you that we have a promise from you. You have plans for us. Help us to remember we are worthy and we have to put that unworthiness behind us. Oh, it is a trick, but it is a gift and the grace of you to let us know that we are yours. You know our condition. You know our secrets. You know our difficulties, our hardships. You know those Achilles heels in our lives. But you still call us yours. You still call us holy. You still call us wonderful. You still call us love. And all you say, all we got to do is be like you and love one another. We thank you, God. Thank you for washing away our sins. Thank you for helping us to to sin less, Jesus. Help us to focus on the fact that we sin less, not that we try to be perfect and say we are sinless. We thank you, God, because it's through you that we are able to be the change. And for this, we say thank you. We are free. We are free to worship. We are free to let your anointing flow through us. We are free to be who you say we are. And when some Roman soldier comes to try to convince us, either in our mind or in our life, that we are not who you say we are, Lord, let the Holy Spirit come down and remind us with strong faith, strong love that says the blood of Jesus has washed me and you can't take that from me. Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we give you the honor and we give you the praise and we thank you for choosing us for this change. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.